Yesterday, we tried to look at an outline of the events leading up to the Lord's coming.
昨天我们是想看一看，就是从主再来之前所发生的事情，我们只是看了一个大纲。
But those of you who have spent a little time studying the subject will notice that I have omitted a lot of things.
只要你对这个题目有一些研究的话，你会发现到可能我已经遗漏了一些的事情。
And that was deliberate.
啊，这个是我故意的。
For various reasons.
啊，当然有不同的原因。
For example, what is very popular in North America.
比如说在北美很流行的。
Is to talk about something from Ezekiel about references to Russia coming down from the north, invading Israel in that general area.
就是说，从在以西结书里面有谈到，就是可能在俄国在苏联里面，他们怎么最侵略以色列。
And these events are said to be in the near future.
啊，就是事情就说可能在最近就会发生了。
Russia is going to be in alliance with countries like Turkey and Syria.
苏联可能会跟叙利亚或者是土耳其联盟。
是俄国，苏联已经没有
俄国。
And they will invade and attack Israel.
他们会侵略以色列。
And maybe even in an alliance with Iran and Iraq and all these powers.
甚至乎他会跟伊朗和伊拉克联盟。
I made no reference to these things, you will have noticed.
你会留意到我没有提到这一点。
And all this is supposed to lead up to the Battle of Armageddon.
这个就是谈到最后的那场大战争。
And this Battle of Armageddon, of course, will be fought, according to them, in the plains of Jezreel.
当然这个亚米顿的大战争的话都会在以色列的一个大平原里面发生。
Now any of you who have been to Israel will have had a chance to look at these plains.
你去过以色列的话你当然也看到这个大平原。
It's a very impressive sight, especially if you stand on Mount Carmel and look across towards the Lake of Galilee.
当然假如你站在加密山的山上你去看的话那个景象是挺奇妙的。
Of course you cannot see the Lake of Galilee, but I mean in the direction of Galilee.
当然我说你照着加利利的湖那个方向去看。
Because the Lake of Galilee is below sea level, so you cannot see it from that direction.
当然从那个方向你可能看不到那个加利利海因为加利利海是低过水平线。
But what you'll see is a vast plain, an ideal place to fight a conventional land battle.
可是你会看到是一个很大的一个平原这个是在陆上的战争是非常的重要的。
In fact, this is the sort of ground on which tank battles would be fought.
你可以说那些坦克的战争就会可以在这里打。
I am somewhat reserved about these interpretations, and that's why I left them out.
我对这个解释我有一些的保留，也就是为什么我没有去提到。
Because I am not so sure that this is the way to understand these passages.
因为主要就是我对对，这是经文的解释，我有一些的保留。
That's the reason why I told you that the details are much harder to sort out than the general picture.
也就是为什么我说我们去一一的去看那细节的话，其实是不容易的。
I'm even more skeptical about another popular view in North America.
当然，我对北美的另外一个见解，我也有一些的保留。
Which says that China will send an enormous army towards the Middle East.
那就是说中国会派大量的军事武器去中东。
And this is supposed to be an interpretation of a passage in the book of Revelation.
这个他们就说从启示录里面得到的解释。
Where it is said that 200 million, that's myriad upon myriad, which is then interpreted as being 200 million, will invade the Middle East from China.
然后就谈到有20,000,000的军队他们会去侵略中东。
200 million would be 两亿 I think.
两亿对不起
If I'm not mistaken. That's an enormous figure. I mean, the whole of Singapore has how many people? Three and a half million?
整个新加坡也才不过是300,000或者350,000的人口吧。
Can you imagine an army of 200 million people?
能够想象到两亿的人口是有多少呢
What kind of...Military logistics would be involved in such an operation.
你想想，这样的一个军事的策略所需要的是怎么样的大的规模
I mean, I had a little bit of interest in military things, but I wonder if anybody had thought how you move an army of 200 million right across two continents.
啊，虽然我对军事有一些的研究，可是你在想，把那么大的一队的军队啊，通过两个州啊，其实是不容易的。
Because this army is supposed to go through the Middle East right into Africa.
啊，因为这个军队是要通过中东到达非洲。
I can't imagine what a Chinese army wants to do in Africa.
我在想，到底中国的军队去非洲干哪？干什么呢？
To hunt the last of the rhinoceros or elephants or something.
是否去找恐龙呢？
I think that many of these interpretations, when we come to these last days, begin to border, I'm sorry to put it like this, a little bit on the fantastic.
我觉得就是有一些这一类的解释的话，我觉得比较难以理解。
And from the point of view of the strict principles of exegesis, to interpret the Greek words myriad upon myriad as literally 200 million, I think is close to nonsense.
根据解经来说，只有你说那个谈到万千的军事，你说那个是两亿的军队的话，我觉得是太不可思议了。
And so I just say these things so that you are cautious when coming to biblical interpretation of the last days and the coming of the Lord.
我之所以这样说，就是当我们谈到主的再来的时候，谈到末日的情况的时候，我希望我们能够小心一点。
That we do not make an important subject into something quite silly to some of us. I'm sorry to put it this way.
你可以说就是我们不要把那么重要的一个题目把它当作是儿戏这样子。
Again, you'll notice I avoided referring to the European Union and the 10 states as the new Roman Empire.
你留意到的就是我也没有谈到就是欧洲的十国的联盟。
After all, the European Union has well exceeded 10 nations by now.
因为再来谈到欧洲的联盟的话，已经超过十国了。
And lately, even Turkey is being considered to join. So by now, I've lost count how many nations.
甚至我根本就数不清了，因为最近听说土耳其也加入了这个欧洲的联盟里面。
But in my early days as a Bible student, there was a lot of talk about this new Roman Empire emerging in Europe.
可是当我在学生的时代的时候那里谈到很多就是关于这个欧洲的联盟，就好像是里面谈到就是罗马的联盟一样。
And out of this union of 10 states, which are supposed to be the 10 horns of Revelation, there comes the Antichrist.
然后就谈到这个十国的联盟，就好像圣经里面谈到那个十个角这样，就好像谈到这个从里面敌基督就冒出来了。
So I mention these things so that you are aware that I'm fully aware of these subjects.
好，我现在跟你们提，就让你知道，其实我是知道这些事情的。
Further, you'll notice I made no mention of Daniel, particularly Daniel chapter 7 and so on.
你留意到我也故意的没有提到但以理书，尤其是但以理书的第七章。
And the calculations based on the 7 years and the 3.5 years and all these things.
从那个七年的三年半里面所计算出来的。
I don't normally speak on any subject that I'm not reasonably well acquainted with.
通常对我的了解不是很深透的话，我都不会去提到的。
So just to let you know that I have deliberately left these things out.
所以我要让你知道，就是我之所以没有提到这点，是我故意的。
So that we can concentrate on the general, clearer outline.
你觉得我们可以专注了在那些比较清楚的、比较明显的那个大纲
？Now, even in that outline, I would say that there are points which I have made which are subject to possible revision in the light of better evidence, if any.
当然，假如以后有更好的证明的话，我所说到的这些大纲也可能有更正的地方。
In other words, when we think of and speak of this kind of important subject, it's not the right place for being dogmatic.
换句话说，当我们谈到这个题目、这个重要的题目的时候，我们希望我们不会是一成不变的。
We must come with much humility.
我们需要怀着一个谦卑的态度。
Understanding that our knowledge, no matter how good it is of the scripture, is always rather inadequate.
去明白的就是，无论我们对圣经有多么的熟悉，可是我们所知道的还是有限。
And I would like to continue to proceed with this attitude.
我希望我们怀着这样的态度继续下去。
Trying to proceed on those passages of the Word of God. Of which we can be quite or relatively sure.
我们可以从神的话语里面，我们可以比较肯定的啊，继续看下去。
And so I begin today by referring to Luke chapter 18, verse 8.
或许今天我们可以打开路加福音的第十八章第八节。
Luke 18, verse 8, where the Lord Jesus says, "When the Son of Man comes, that is when He comes, and that's what we are looking for, His coming, will He find faith?"
路加福音十八章第八节，主耶稣这样说：然而人子来的时候，能够遇得见世上有信德吗？
Now, He wouldn't say something like this unless He expects that faith will be hard to find.
除非主耶稣会知道，就是在那个时候有信德的是比较难找，不然的话他不会这样说的。
Now this point is very important for us to start with today.
那这个是我们今天很重要的题目，也是我们今天要开始探讨的。
Because clearly everything depends on whether or not you believe what we have talked about this far.
因为当然很重要，就是到底你相不相信我们。以前一直以来所谈到的。
Now obviously, if all we have talked about so far is to you nothing much more than fairy tales,
当然假如一直以来你只是觉得我是讲神圣故事的话呢
it's nothing really to believe.
没有什么值得可相信的。
And if you don't believe these things are about to happen, then obviously you're not going to bother with preparing. So talking about preparing for anything is meaningless unless you believe that these events...are going to take place.
所以假如你根本连我刚才以前所说的你都不相信的话谈到什么预备就没有意思了。所以当我们谈到预备的话当然我们说这些事情是会发生的。
I'd like to ask you, as you've been through this far in this camp, how much of this do you really believe?
或许我可以问你一个问题，就是我们一直在谈到主的再来你相信的有多少呢？
Jesus is really coming?
主耶稣会再来吗？
Let's not assume too many things.
让我们不要做一个假设。
Because you might not even really believe this.
有可能你可能根本不相信。
And so this camp is a complete waste of time, isn't it? We can just take it as an opportunity to play some badminton, maybe.
所以假如你不相信的话，这个营会就没有意义了，倒不如我们去打羽毛球。
After all, you have the likes of Pastor Stephen here to give you a bit of challenge.
尤其是我们有李牧师在这里，可以跟我们挑战一下。
So you can upgrade your standard a little bit.
你知道我们可以提高我们的技术。
So maybe it's not a total waste.
所以可能也不是完全的浪费。
But as for Jesus coming, come on, give us a break.
就谈到主的再来不是吧。
I mean, we're not kids.
我们不是小孩。
I mean, we're not talking about Grimm's fairy tales anymore, are we?
我们也不要再谈什么神仙故事了。
I mean, we are reasonably intelligent people, or so we think anyway.
起码我们觉得我们是有头脑的，有知识的。
And you're telling us something about Jesus, the one born in the manger, you know, 2,000 years ago, the little baby, he's coming again. I mean, come on.
然后你谈到那个2000年前在马槽里面出生的那个什么耶稣他要再来。
They could go to hear everybody's selling a little bit bells hanging around there. That's okay. For a bit of fun, that's all right. But talk about something serious.
你谈到什么圣诞的铃声这个还可以玩玩的还可以。假如我们有认真的话应该吗？
And here's a bunch of religious nuts.You know, sitting in this room.
看到这里一大半的傻瓜坐在这个房间里面。
Jesus is coming again.
谈到主耶稣要再来。
Come on, I mean, we are not in Sunday. We are children, you know. We are grown up. You know what we are?
我们都是成人了，对不对？
Well, maybe I'm talking out frankly what may be hidden in the heart. I mean, you're too polite to say so. I am the kind of person impolite enough to bring this out in the surface.
可能你不好意思说，可是我把你心里的话都抖出来了。
So you say, oh, you believe this? Okay, well, there are lots of nuts in the world, but okay, if you want to believe this, that's okay with you.
你说你要相信这世上还有很多傻人的。
So to talk about prepare what?
所以谈到预备，我们预备什么呢？
And yesterday, this religious nut, this pastor here, is talking something about dying and preparing for his... I mean, what are you talking about?
昨天牧师也谈到什么死亡什么受苦到底他在讲什么呢？
So if there is no faith, then all this talk is a complete waste of time.
所以假如我们没有信的话，我们所讲的一切都是徒然的。
And if there's only partial faith, you are actually in a jam because you don't really knowTo believe or not to believe. You say, yeah, maybe, you know. I mean, you look at Pastor Caleb, he's so serious about this thing. Come He's so serious, maybe there is a bit of truth in this, you know.
我看到杨牧师那么的认真，可能有一部分的真理在里面吧。
But can it all be true? I mean,
可是真的会完全是真的吗？
And so you're not very sure to believe or not to believe, right? And I'm sure many of you in that position, let's be honest.
可能我会站在这个情况，就是我们该相信还是不该相信呢？我们有一些矛盾。
I think if I were to ask you to raise your hand, how many of you really are not too sure? Maybe you believe, some believe 20% to be true, some believe maybe as much as 80%. Oh, but to believe this whole package is a bit much.
假如我要你举手去承认的话，我不懂你会有什么难度，可能你说我相信20%或是我相信80%罢了。And
therefore, when you're not sure to believe or not to believe, what happens? You become a kind of inner deadlock. You're in jam. You don't know what to do now.
所以假如我们不知道我们该相信还是该不相信，我们就犹豫不定，我们很难去做出决定。
And by the time I finish today, you don't even want to believe.
然后当我讲完了今天这堂道的话，可能你说，哎呀，我不也相信了。
I mean, if you believed 80% by the end, you said, even then I don't want to believe. It's too hard to swallow.
甚至乎你说，我相信80%，可是听完了这堂道的话，可能你说，哎呀，我根本一点都不要相信。
And that even if you know that whether you believe a thing to be true or not doesn't change any facts.
我说的是，就是你相不相信，对事实是没有改变的。
Faith only changes you. It doesn't change any facts.
信心只是把你改变，不会把事实改变。
If somebody came in here and said, this building is on fire,
假如有人来说，这个楼房着火了。
And if you don't believe him,
你不相信他的话呢？
You won't take the least action.
你当然也不会做什么事情了。
You say, oh, come on, nonsense. I don't see any fire, I don't smell any smoke.
你说没有，我哪里看到，我没有看到火，因为我没有嗅到什么的烟的味道。
This guy is a little bit off balance here.
这个人神经有问题。
He's getting 大惊小怪, and it's no big deal, and he's yelling fire, fire.
什么都看不到，然后他大惊小怪说有着火了。
Now, whether you believe or not doesn't change the facts whether there is a fire or not.
我跟你说，就是到底你相不相信，对哪个事实是否着火了，没有影响的。
It only changes the course of action you are going to take in relation to this information.
这会影响就是你对这个资料的反应。
Whether you believe there is a God or not doesn't change the fact whether there is a God or not.
就是你相不相信有神，跟到底事实有没有神是没有关系的。
So you see, your faith changes you, but it doesn't change any facts.
所以我说的就是，你的信心把你改变，可是不会把事实有任何的更改。
Now, if Jesus is coming and you don't believe in his coming, it won't stop him from coming.
假如主耶稣要再来，可是你不相信他再来的话，他还是会来的。
The only difference is whether you will prepare or not prepare for his coming.
那个分别就是在乎你会不会预备他的到来。
And so Jesus says, when I come again,
对主耶稣他这样说，他说，当我再来的时候，
will I find faith?
我是否能够找到有信心的人呢？
That's a rhetorical question which expects the answer no.
这个其实他问这个问题，他的答案就是说，不会。
He knows us very, very well.
他对我们很清楚的了解。
And he knows that most people will believe in a sort of vague sense, but not in the way that he expects.
他觉得可能大部分的人只是模模糊糊的相信，可是不会是确确实实的相信。
Are you in that category?
你是否属于那一类呢？
And if you're in that category, am I wasting my time to talk about how to prepare for his coming?
假如你是属于那一类的话，我现在跟你谈预备他的到来的话，是根本是浪费我的时间。
And so maybe I'm talking to a very few who really do believe he's coming.
可能我的对象就是一小部分，就是他们真的相信主要到来。
The very few that the Lord Jesus expects to be waiting for him when he comes.
就是那一小部分真的是耐心的等待主的到来的人。
I'm very realistic.
我是个很实际的人。
I know how the mind works.
我知道人的心是怎么想的。
And so I'm no dreamer about the reality of these things.
我对这方面我不会做梦的。
So why would I believe in this amazing event?
为什么我会相信这些的事情呢？
And I share this with you so that you might see a way by which you will also truly believe in his coming.
我希望跟你分享的，希望你也能够看得到，就是主真的要再来。
Now, I am still by nature, as you will see, a very skeptical person.
啊，你了解我的话，你知道，其实我对很多事情我都有很多的保留，很多的疑惑的。
I don't just accept because somebody said something.
我不会很贸贸然的去接受任何事情。
I like to be very sure of the truth of anything.
我希望对真理的能够找到真理。
And how can I be sure of the truth of God?
我怎么能够知道神的真理呢？
I think those of you who have read my testimony will know that, right, even as a very young person, I was very rationalistic. I analyzed everything.
啊，你有读过我的见证的话，你也知道，当我年轻的时候，我也是个很理智的人。
And that made believing very, very difficult.
啊，一个理智的人去相信神是很困难的。
Because anybody knows that there are many things in this world not accessible to our rational powers.
因为其实在这个世上有很多事情是凭我们的理智，我们根本不能够去明白的。
Even in the area of science, there are lots of things we still don't know and may not know for a long time and may never know.
就是在科学上有很多事情我们其实还是不知道，或者是在很久的将来我们也不一定能够查到真相。
Any scientist worth his name will humbly acknowledge that what he really knows is very, very little.
任何一个真正的科学家，他们都会坦白地承认，他们所知道的就是非常非常的有限。
And if this is true in the material world, I can tell you it is far more true in the spiritual world.
假如在这个世上这事情是对的话呢，然后在属灵的境界里面，我们有更多是不明白的。
Spiritual things are not accessible to your rational powers, no matter how great they are.
不管怎么样，属灵的事情是很难用人的理智去完全的分析去明白。
A lot of things have to be made known to you through a process called revelation.
很多的事情我们就可以说凭着一个启示让我们去知道。
Without that, it's not possible for you to know.
没有启示的话，我们根本不能够去明白。
If you look at the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible.
当你看看圣经里面最后一本书启示录的话。
That book is called Revelation.
那个是谈到启示录。
There is nothing in that book that could be known except by revelation.
啊，这本书里面所谈到的每一样事情，除了启示的话，根本不可能有人知道。
On top of that, you can't even understand it without revelation.
除此之外，就是没有神的启示的话，你也不能够去明白这本书。
No matter how smart you are, try reading that book, and you'll be a bit more humble afterwards.
不管你有多聪明，你尝试去读启示录的话，可能你会谦卑下来。
Because you'll soon discover you can't understand much of anything in there.
因为你会很快你就会发现你对那本书一窍不通。
So you'll see that the only way to understand it is according to the measure that the Lord reveals to you.
所以我可以说就是只能够靠着神给我们的能力我们去慢慢的去明白。
The same is true of the Lord's coming.
同样主的到来也是一样。
There is almost nothing on this subject that can be analyzed.
我们不可以去分析这个题目。
It's either a matter of revelation or nothing.
也就是神的启示，不然的话我们不明白。
Now for many of us who are used to being rational, that is a whole new experience, learning to be taught by the Lord.
对我们大部分来说，我们习惯了用我们的头脑去分析的话，我们要重新的去学习，让神去带领我们。
And is that possible?
可以吗？
Of course it is.
当然可能。
Now,preparing for the Lord's coming, the first thing I want to say is precisely on this point.
预备主的到来，第一点我说的就是这一点。
Because the first point, the most basic point of the Christian life,
所以第一点最基督徒最基本的一点
can be summed up from Romans chapter 8 verse 14,
可以从罗马书第八章第十四节里面去归纳起来。
Which says that as many as are the sons of God,these are led by the Spirit.
罗马书八章十四节里面这样说，凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
Very mysterious statement, isn't it?
这个是否很玄秘呢？
Very mysterious to a rational person.
对一个理智的人来说非常的神秘。
Because he doesn't know what it means to be led by the Spirit, you see? Here we are.
因为他根本不知道什么是被神的灵引导。
There is nothing you can do with all your mind to grasp this statement except to let yourself be led by the Spirit.
你不能够用你的头脑去分析这个这句的经节，除非你是真的唯有就是让神的灵去引导你。
There's no use to say, "Do I believe the statement? Do I not believe the statement?"
你说啊，我相不相信这句话，这没意思的。
Of course, you can say it, but you won't get to the meaning of that statement by that question.
当然，你可以说，哎，我相信，可是对这句话的所说的事实，对你没有影响。
If you have been led by the Spirit, if you know what it means to be led by the Spirit in your experience, then of course you believe the statement.
假如在你的经验里面，你曾经被神的灵引导过的话，当然你相信这一句话。
But if you have never been led by the Spirit, you don't know what the statement means, and no matter how you analyze it.
可是不管你怎么样分析，假如你没有经验过被神引导的话，你当然不知道这句话讲的是什么。
Now, have you been led by the Spirit or not?
你有没有被神的灵引导过呢？
Now, somebody may refer to.Some incident here, some incident there. Yeah, I think I have had this experience.
啊，你可以说啊，在某年某月啊，某一次的经验，好像是我好像经验过神的灵引导我。
You need a lot more than these kind of vague ideas.
啊，我相信我们需要更多啊，不是这么模糊的。
Where you think you had an experience of the leading of the Spirit, but not very sure.
啊，就是说啊，你以为你觉得你可能被神的灵引导，可是你不肯定。
But obviously.The level and strength of your faith will depend on the level and depth of that experience.
当然，你的信心有多少，在乎于你对这那个经验的肯定有多少。
And the more you are led by the Spirit, the more certain you are of the truth of this statement.
当你越被神的灵去引导的话，你就越肯定啊这句话的真实性。
But if you look back at Romans 8:14, you discover one thing.
可是当你看罗马书第八章十四节的话，你会发现那件事。
And that thing is that according to the Apostle Paul, this experience and this reality of being led by the Spirit is something basic to every Christian life.
就是保罗是不是说这个被神的灵引导的这个事实是基督徒生活里面一个很基本的经验。
It is so basic that if you have not had this experience, Paul says you are not even a son of God, a child of God.
怎么基本呢？就是说，换句话，保罗是说，假如你没有被神的灵引导的话，你不是神的儿子。
According to Paul, not according to me. According to Paul, every true believer, every true disciple, every true Christian knows this ongoing experience of being led by the Spirit.
不是我说的，是保罗所说的，就是每一个神的儿子，他们都知道，也都经验过神的灵引导，这个是不断的。
Now, by this standard, are you a Christian?
根据这个标准，你是否一个基督徒呢？
Now we make standards according to what suits us.
我们希望我们喜欢的那个作为我们的标准。
You're a Christian if you believe in this and that.
你说啊，假如我相信这个那个的话，我就是基督徒呢。
You're a Christian if you got baptized.
假如我已经受洗了，我就是基督徒呢。
We have various ways of, and according to these definitions of a Christian, we are Christians.
我们说啊，根据这些的定义，我们就是一个基督徒。
But Paul says, I emphasize again, not me, but Paul says, no. A child of God is one who is led by the Spirit.
可是我要强调的是，保罗他自己所说的就是神的儿子的定义就是被神的灵去引导的。
By that standard and definition of a Christian, are you still a Christian?
假如根据这个标准的话，你是否还是一个基督徒呢？
Now, why is this important?
为什么这个那么重要？
Because if you don't know what it is to be led by the Spirit, obviously you cannot believe in the reality of God.
为什么呢？因为假如你没有被神的灵引导的话，你根本不可能去相信神的真实。
Because where do you have any experience, any first-hand experience of God, except in His leading you?
当然，你怎么样能够有一个第一身的经验呢？除非神的灵引导。
Now, you can believe in God as an intellectual idea.
你可以从头脑上去接受神，去知道有神的存在。
Your belief in God will be what is a belief that a philosopher has. He believes in an idea.
这个就好像一个哲学家这样子，他像是一个理想的主义。
And there are many Christians today who believe in God in that sense. Yes, I believe there is a God, but when you under close examination, it turns out that his belief in God is not based on any experience of fact, but on an idea.
有其实有很多的基督徒，他们所说的相信神，他们所相信的就是个理想，就是个主义，而是不是从心里面亲身的经验。
The problem with this theoretical kind of belief is that if it's established on theory, it can be destroyed on the basis of theory.
啊，当然这种的头脑上的相信的话，因为它是从一个理论上去去建立的话，也可以从一个理论上去推诿。
In other words, if I can pull your theory apart, your faith collapses.
换句话说，假如我可以把你的所相信的理由去抛开的话，可能你就不相信。
And it's usually not very difficult to pull these kind of theories apart.
可以把这些的原理去分析去拆开的话，其实是不难的。
For this reason, there were people, say, for example, who even go into a theological seminary for training, and they lose their faith in the process.
也就是为什么有一些人啊，他去了一神学院里面去学习啊，在过程里面，他连他们的信心也失去。
Because one of the things we had to do is to study the philosophy of opposing philosophers, those who disbelieve or want to prove that God does not exist.
因为在里面他们需要读一些的哲学，就是去否定神的存在。
And because their faith is not rooted in a living experience of God, they found it difficult to defend their theory.
所以假如他们的信心不是稳稳的坚固在跟神的认识的里面的话，他们就发现到啊，他们可以相信这个否定的理论。
Now it does not mean that any philosopher can really prove the non-existence of God.
当然不是说每一个哲学家都可以否定神的存在。
In fact, there is no philosophy that can demonstrate the non-existence of God.
其实是没有一个哲学可以否定神的存在。
And some of us who studied philosophy know that philosophy cannot prove non-existence of God.
你有读过哲学的话，你就明白，哲学根本不可以去证明神是不存在的。
But what they can do is to throw enough doubts into your mind.As to leave you as an agnostic, that is one who doesn't know whether there is or is not a God.
可是哲学能够做得到，就是在你的心里面，提出很多的疑点，以知道你对神是否存在有一些的怀疑。
Are you in that situation? You're not very sure God exists or not.
你是否在那个情况里面，就是你不能够肯定神是否存在
？Well, if you do not have faith.
假如你没有信心
，You can't really go on in the Christian life.
你根本不可以继续的走这个基督徒的生活。
That's why I'm spending time talking about the basics. Never mind the coming of the Lord. If you don't believe in Jesus as the one who died and rose again, why waste time talking about his coming again?
也就是说，为什么我花那么多的时间谈一些基本的？因为假如你根本不相信神的存在的话，我们谈神的再来、神的复活根本没意思了。
Now, the only kind of person that has no doubt about the spiritual reality of what we are talking.
那一个对我们所说的毫无疑问的是什么人呢？
Are those people who know day by day what it is to be led by the Spirit.
就是在每一天他们清楚地明白什么是被神的灵去引导的那些人。
And I remind you that according to the Apostle Paul, those are the only true Christians there are.
我要提醒你，就是根据保罗所说，这些的才是神的儿子。
So if you want to prepare for the coming of the Lord, practically start right here.
所以，假如你在实际上你要去预备主的到来的话，我们从这里开始。
Learn to be led by the Spirit.
学习让神的灵去引导你。
Now, that is about time to start if you haven't started already.
假如你没有开始的话，你们就应该从这里开始了。
You see, it says, let us prepare for the coming of the king.
我们谈到预备王的到来。
Is he your king?
他是否你的王呢？
We've already put in so many things into that sentence.
我们在那一个句子里面放了很多东西在里面。
It's not just saying prepare for the coming of Jesus. It's talking about the coming of the king.
我们不是就是谈到预备耶稣的到来，我们是预备王的到来。
So now we are talking about Jesus as King, not just Jesus as Jesus.
我们不是谈到耶稣就是谈到耶稣是王。
Are you sure you want to meet the King?
你是否真的想见这个王呢？
I'm not so sure.
我不肯定。
I told you yesterday about the sins of omission, and we got problems enough to deal with the sins of commission.
昨天我已经跟你谈过了，我们对所犯的罪已经 搞得头昏了还有谈的就是我们该做而没有去做了。
And I'm going to come back to this point a little bit later on.
等一下我也再回到这一点上。
But led by the Spirit implies what?
被神的灵引导所指的是什么呢？
Well, the word led implies that somebody is leading.
引导就是有人去带。
And the one leading in this case is the Holy Spirit.
在这里带领的就是圣灵。
And leading implies that you obey the one who leads.
啊，带领的一定是说就是你要听他的话。
That is, you are following after him.
换句话说就是你跟着他。
That is, you are a disciple. If you follow, you are a follower, you are a disciple.
只要你跟从的话，你就是一个门徒了。
A disciple of Jesus is somebody who follows Jesus. Everybody knows this kind of elementary definition.
每个人都知道这个基本的解释，就是基督的门，耶稣的门徒就是跟随他的人。
Now, how do you follow Jesus in this day and age?
啊，在现今，你怎么样去跟随耶稣呢？
Because we have already said that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. We are waiting for him to come.
啊，我们已经说过了，主耶稣现在坐在父神的右边，啊，我们在等待他的到来。
Now you can't follow Jesus when he is in heaven.
啊，他在天上，你怎么去跟他？
So what discipleship are we talking about?
所以我们怎么做门徒呢？
Well, here's the answer. His Spirit, the Holy Spirit in the New Testament is also called the Spirit of Christ.
啊，答案就在这里，这里谈到圣灵，圣灵就是基督的灵。
And to follow Jesus today means following His Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
跟随耶稣，先进来说，就是跟随耶稣的灵。
It's no use talking about some disciples' church when nobody is following Jesus.
啊，我们不要谈什么门徒会啊，假如我们不跟从耶稣的话。
I'm afraid the disciples' church is full of non-disciples, if I'm going to be as frank as that.
我恐怕我要坦白地说，就是门徒会可能很多人都根本不是门徒，因为他们根本不听神。
Because you have not learned, or we have not fully learned, to follow the leading of the Spirit.
因为我们没有好好的去学习怎么样让神的灵去引导我们。
Now, anyone who has the experience of following the leading of the Spirit has absolutely no doubt about his reality.
我可以说就是，假如你真的去曾经被神引导过的话，你不会去对这句话有任何的怀疑。
His understanding is based on the solid foundation of experience. In fact, daily experience.
因为他的对这句话的理解是根据他每天的经验。
Now, if there is no Holy Spirit, there is nobody to lead you.
当然，假如没有圣灵的话，也没有人去引导你了。
Don't have to be very smart to understand that.
你不需要太聪明，也可以明白吧。
Therefore, if there is no Holy Spirit, there is no such thing as being led by the Spirit.
所以，假如没有圣灵的话，也没有什么被神的灵去引导了。
And if there is no Holy Spirit to lead you, you will soon discover that there is no leading.
假如没有圣灵去引导你的话，你很快就会发现，哎，根本原来没有引导的。
A car can't drive anywhere without a driver.
啊，车假如没有啊驾驶的人员，根本车不会动。
In order to be able to move, there's somebody who not only puts his foot on the accelerator, but actually guides the car forward.
啊，车之所以会动，是因为有人在那里驾驶。
Now somebody asked me, how do you know you really got here this morning?
啊，有人问我，哎，你今天早上怎么来这里的？
And I said, I reasoned my way all the way here.
然后说啊，我用理解去分析，然后分析到这里来。
You must think this guy is really a nut.
我说这个真的是神经有问题了。
I followed the person because I don't know how to get here, so somebody led me here and did more than that, got in the car and drove me here.
啊，因为我不懂来这里的方向，所以有人要带我了。不但是他带我了，我也跟着他，然后他就用车载我来。
So if you ask me, do you really believe that, say,Brother Chin Soon or John is real?
所以你问我啊，到底孙弟兄或是雅耀弟兄是真的吗？
Are these people figments of your imagination?
啊，他们是否你们的幻想呢？
Well, the very fact that I'm standing here should be all the evidence I need. I don't need to go into a rational argument to prove this point to you.
啊，我不需要经过很多的理智的去分析，然后证明给你看。我之所以站在这里，就可以证明一切。
It is they who led me here, who brought me here.
因为是他们把我带来这的。
Now you should see, anyone who has been led by the Spirit knows the reality of the Spirit.
所以每一个被神的灵引导的话，他们知道神的灵的实在。
I don't have to invent a piece of philosophy to prove that to you.
我不需要发明一个什么的哲学的理论去证明给你看。
But to somebody who has no experience of being led by the Spirit, all this is very theory.
可是对那些还没有被神的灵引导过的话，他们觉得这是神话。
And so we are talking on the basic level of simply being led.
所以我们现在是谈到一个很基本的程度，就是说被引导。
But what has that got to do with kingship?
那这个跟他的王权有什么关系呢？
Well, he does not impose his kingship upon us.
当然神不会把他的王权强硬的加在你的身上。
We accept it voluntarily.
我们是自愿的去接受。
Sun and John didn't bring me here at gunpoint.
亲生弟兄跟雅耀弟兄没有用枪指着我叫我来。
I came happily with them in the car here.
我是高高兴兴的跟他们上车来这儿的。
And neither does the Holy Spirit force us to follow him.
同样圣灵也不会强硬的硬逼着我们跟他。
So that when you got out of bed in the morning, suddenly you felt some arm grab you at the back of the neck and drag you kicking and shouting out of the room.
你不会说一早上大清早起来的时候感觉到后面有人抓住你的颈项抓你出来。
And suddenly you end up here in this meeting.
然后你发现了，原来你就坐在这。
Well, certainly not. You could have refused to come to the meeting.
当然你有权利说不来的。
So, to speak of Jesus as king is first of all to yield in our hearts the allegiance to him, to follow him.
所以谈到耶稣是王，就是也包括我们甘心乐意的去跟他。
Is your life under his kingship?
你的生命是否在神的王权底下呢？
Do you live your life moment by moment under his lordship?
你是否时时刻刻地活在他的主权之下呢？
If not, we needn't waste time talking about being led by the Spirit.
假如不是的话，我们也不用浪费时间去谈什么被神的灵引导了。
He only leads those who joyfully and humbly yield their lives to his kingship.
神只会引导那些甘心乐意地去跟随他的。
Now, if you haven't even done that step, then no wonder you have no experience of being led by him.
假如你连这一步都没有做的话，难怪你没有经验到神的灵的引导。
But if at some point in your life you have humbled yourself before the Lord, you knelt down before him and said, Lord, from this moment, I repent of all my past rebelliousness and sin, and I yield my life to your kingship, you start on the road.To being a true Christian.
假如在某一天你甘心乐意的谦卑的跪在主的面前，把你的生命的主权交给神，从那时候开始，你经验到什么是真的基督徒。
But that's only a start.
这个只是一个开始。
And then there will be the constant yielding of the will to being led by Him.
然后还有就是每天的把我们的意志交给神每天的让他的灵去引导我们。
And I can tell you this, the road gets harder and harder as you go on.
我跟你说，就是这条路越走会越困难。
I wonder how far, if any of you have already started on this road, I wonder how far advanced you are now.
我不懂，假如你们已经开始了在这条道路上走的话，不懂你走了多远呢？
For many, the challenge is too great.
对很多人来说，这个挑战是非常的大。
The cost too high.
它的代价很大。
And many fall by the roadside.
很多走了一半就停下来跌倒了。
Though they have experienced something of the reality of the leading of the Spirit,
虽然他们经验到被神的灵的引导那个真实性，
the cost of the reality was too much.
可是他们觉得那个代价太大了。
And they turned back.
然后他们走回头。
That's what the Lord says. If any man puts his hand to the plow and turns back, he is not.Fit for the kingdom of God.
也就是为什么主耶稣说，手扶着犁耙往后看的，不配进入神的国。
Where are you now,